Good morning, and welcome to our Focus on Education program on KWBE. Dave Needfeld with you as we spotlight Beatrice Public Schools this morning. And as always, we welcome in from the Administrative Office, Superintendent Pat Naroth. Good morning, Pat. How are you today, sir?
Dave, good morning. I'm doing well. Great to be here this morning. I think it's going to be a great program for your listeners.
The school year is winding down here, isn't it?
It's amazing to me how quick the year goes by, and this has seemed especially fast. But it seems like we were just at Christmas break, and now we're here at the end of the year.
So. Well, let's find out what's going on as we close out the end of the school year. We want to welcome into our program, first of all, high school principal Jason Suter. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well. Thank you.
The days are just very few here, aren't they?
Right. I was here a couple of weeks ago and kind of gave a preview of what was to come, and we've had the Educational Foundation ceremony on that Sunday, and we had honored several of our students with some fantastic scholarships. Last Saturday night, we had our Scholastic Banquet and did the same, and also recognized a large group of younger students for their academic successes at BHS. Now we're getting ready for the limited edition concert tonight, which is always a big community favorite, and we have a great attendance for that. And then this coming Saturday, we'll have our Orange and Black Banquet at 6 o'clock, which is recognizing, hosted by our Booster Club, which does a fantastic job and is hosting, recognizing our student athletes that have done wonderful things throughout the school year. So
great opportunities just to sit back and watch and see all the achievements. Isn't it?
It is great. I get through Scholastic Banquet where I'm one of the big presenters at that banquet, and I really enjoy going to Orange and Black and just being able to watch all the great things that are going on with our student athletes.
Well, one of the big events coming up here this month, it is graduation. And I know we touched on that a little bit the last time you were here, but I know you want to talk a little bit about it again today.
Right. Our graduation for Beatrice High School will be on Sunday, May 15th. That graduation ceremony begins at 3 o'clock. And what we'll start doing next Tuesday, our seniors will start checking out from Beatrice High, and that entails them going through their classes and getting teacher signatures. They've returned all their books, and they've checked out with their fines and fees. And at that time, Dave, they will get 8 tickets provided to them for their family for graduation. They need to take those tickets home, and parents, please be asking for your son or daughter's tickets when they come home on Tuesday. And those tickets allow those parents and those families of those kids the early admission into the graduation ceremony.
And it seems like everything, from what I've always seen, everything just runs smoothly that day. It just really works perfect, I always say.
Knock on wood, we continue that streak. Yes.
I probably just jinxed you.
No, it does. It is a nice ceremony. We try to keep the ceremony to about an hour. We know that there's graduation celebrations that are taking place, and families are in from out of town. So we try to keep the ceremony to about an hour, and we have some fantastic speakers, student speeches lined up again for this year, and it does run smooth. We have a lot of our office staff, Lori Spilker, Beth Lineweber, Sherry Cullison, LaDonna Ideas, Mrs. Morris. They do a fantastic job doing all the paperwork and making sure kids are lined up to walk in together, and all that works really well. Our custodians do a fantastic job getting the facility set, and we have a great crowd. We average right around 2,500 people at our graduation ceremonies.
Now, if it is a little full when you walk in, you can always go to the Hevelon, can't you?
Right, and that's been utilized more and more as the year's gone. We send a signal into the Hevelon through our Wi-Fi, through a thing called the Cube, and we'll be advertising that link in our orange peel and some communications on our Twitter account and so forth for parents and families to log in, and they'll be able to watch that in the Hevelon Center. And to be honest with you, Dave, there are it seems like there are maybe some of the older folks and some of the families like to go in there and sit in a nice air-conditioned, comfortable seat and watch the ceremony without maybe some of the traffic and the congestion in the ozone.
Because with those 8 tickets, are you still doing, what, 6 in the bleachers and 2 on the floor?
With those 8 tickets, parents and guardians and family members will get in at 2 o'clock, which is when we open the doors, and from 2 to 2:30, they will trade in their tickets, and those tickets earn them two spots on the floor, and some people really want to be on the floor and those seats that are there, or 6 seats up in the bleachers. And so that's how that 8 breaks down.
And you will have a photographer on hand to take a picture of the graduates.
Right. That's something that we've added this year. the company that we work with for our school yearbooks called Life Touch. They will have a photographer here this year that will be taking pictures of all the kids as they go across the stage receiving their diplomas, and we'll have information on how parents may want to purchase one of those pictures.
3 o'clock, May 15th. Come on out for graduation after it's over. I know there's a lot of vehicles, but it seems like it works pretty well with the help of the police department.
Right. Our school resource officer, Zach Lauenstein, does a tremendous job of coordinating with the police department. We would encourage people, if they can carpool at all, to do so, just to limit the number of cars. Terry Breathour and our buildings and grounds crew will have that the grassy area open for our extra parking if we need be. But afterwards, we have all of our seniors go into the commons area. A lot of times parents want to take pictures and congregate there and thank and welcome other families that are there and congratulate the other kids. But then it's kind of just a steady stream of traffic. And our police department does stop traffic on the highway for a period of time so we can get a continuous stream of cars out of the parking lot.
Now, this is on the 15th. When's baccalaureate?
Baccalaureate would be on the Wednesday before. So that would be on the 11th, March 11th, or May 11th, excuse me. And that is at that baccalaureate service will be in the Hevelone Center, and that's at 7 o'clock this year. Students just come to that as they would want to. We don't require them to wear caps and gowns. It's a church service held inside of our school in the Hevelone Center, and this year it's being put on by the Holy Cross Lutheran Church and their Reverend Kathy Forrest.
It's always a nice service, a nice little get-together, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah. And we have a large turnout of our students that do attend that and their families.
So as we wind down for these seniors, what's their schedule then like here in these next couple of weeks?
Well, this is the last full week of school this week for them, and then starting on Tuesday of next week. And during that time, Dave, our teachers will be giving those seniors kind of their ending summative assessments, their finals or the tests that they'll need to show that they've learned the material for the classes and to kind of end the class. So they're busy. They're busy studying for those things. They're busy getting ready for graduation celebrations. But next Tuesday, we'll give those checkout sheets to them. And then Wednesday next week, I host, along with a group of teachers, we call it our, we started last year, and it's our senior luncheon. And we tie that into another activity we have going on right now called Kiss a Senior Goodbye. And it gives kids a chance to buy Hershey's Kisses and to write a little note to a senior as they depart Beatrice High School. And another really neat thing I want our listeners to know that the staff at Beatrice High is doing right now is we have signed up that we're going to write notes to all of our seniors. All of our seniors will receive at least two notes from some of their teachers, administrators, and they'll receive those on that senior luncheon also. We have kind of a and we invite our teachers to that during their lunch. What we had comments given to us last year that it did was so many of our teachers get invited to kids' graduation ceremonies and they can't always make it. We kind of have our own graduation ceremony luncheon right there at the high school, and it gives all of our teachers a chance to interact with the kids to celebrate that time. And it's really was a neat thing we did last year, and we're going to definitely continue it. I would like to, and the kids know this, and we'll be getting information out to parents, but we also this year on paper, the 12th of May is the seniors' last day, and there will be some seniors that will need to be in school until Thursday, finishing up all their coursework and getting their checkout sheets signed. But we are also going to, after that luncheon, we will also have our graduation practice and our baccalaureate practice, because baccalaureate's that same night. And any seniors after that practice that are in good standing and have got their checkout sheets turned in and are going to graduate on Sunday will be basically done with school.
Approximately how many seniors do we have this year?
I think there's 162. Okay. I think we're very proud of them.
As the high school principal, you've seen these students come in, freshmen, most of them, and go through the 4 years, and now they leave and get their diplomas. As the principal, yeah, how does that feel for you as you watch them get that diploma and walk out the door?
That's very gratifying. For me personally, it's just what you said. It's watching them come in as freshmen with big eyes and full of aspirations and trying to figure out what this thing called high school is about and what we need to do at the high school level to prepare them for life after high school. And seeing most all those kids have a goal and a plan on what they're going to do after high school. And it's just you know, we're an integral part of their educational process. We prepare them well, and we want them to be successful in whatever they choose to do after graduation. It's great. It's one of the best feelings I think an administrator at a high school could have.
Well, it is definitely an exciting time of the year for everybody, for the kids and for administrators, for teachers, for parents. Mm-hmm. I'm sure all the garages are being painted right now or carpets being changed or whatever. We've gone through that, haven't we?
So. Yes, we have. I think I've got two or three layers of paint on my garage.
So it is a great time, though, for everybody, and we just hope everybody has a wonderful time and they take the time to enjoy it.
Right. I would congratulate all of our seniors and congratulate their parents. And, you know, graduation becomes a bigger thing than almost just the student. It's grandparents and aunts and uncles. And, you know, we've got some families in our community, Dave, where this might be the first child that's graduated from high school, and so it's a really new, exciting experience, and we want to make sure it's a positive one for them. So
anything that we haven't touched on as we wrap up here the school year with the seniors and such that we haven't touched on?
Well, just the finals, and then for all of our underclassmen after graduation on the 15th, they'll come back to school on Monday, Tuesday, and half day on Wednesday, and we have our kids go through what we call finals. It's a chance for us to kind of give them a glimpse of what college finals are like, and a great way for us to wrap up the year with those kids being focused and engaged on their coursework until the very end. And then we'll dismiss school at 11:30 on Wednesday the 18th. And we'll take a couple weeks off with school, and then we'll start summer school.
Doesn't stop, does it?
not through the month of June, it doesn't, no.
And, of course, we say congratulations to all those graduating seniors, and we wish all them the best of luck. And even when the doors close, when you let out school, you still got some activities going on, like state track and everything going on yet, too.
State track, state baseball, a lot of different activities. And then it's not very long after we actually say the school year is over, we start having sports practices and sports camps and the high school, if any of you have been out there, it does not really ever stop, as you said. We've got things going on all summer and really good things happening at BHS.
All right. We'll take a real short break. When we come back, we'll talk about the middle school next.